Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello. From CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, February 7th. A House vote to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, has failed.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 216. The resolution is not adopted.
It's a stunning blow for Republican leaders, especially House Speaker Mike Johnson, who you heard there, because they'd pushed the efforts as a key political goal. Three GOP representatives joined the Democrats to vote against the impeachment, and in some late drama, a Democratic congressman made a surprise return from surgery to vote, changing the already thin margins at the 11th hour to make it impossible for Republicans to get enough support. But the Republicans aren't giving up, with leadership saying they plan to bring up the vote again, and one describing it as merely a delay. And in another defeat for House Republicans, their Israeli aid package didn't get the votes it needed either. All this comes as a bipartisan border and foreign aid bill is expected to face its first test in the Senate today. Hamas has given its long-awaited counteroffer to a proposed hostage deal, which Qatari mediators have described as positive in general. But Israel says there's, quote, no way it'll accept the response, saying Hamas is asking for the release of prisoners captured on October 7th, which an official says is something it'll never agree to. CNN's Nick Robertson says the timing of Hamas's response is interesting.
It happened only just before Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Doha, so really not giving him much time to study it before he gets into meetings here in Tel Aviv on Wednesday with Prime Minister Netanyahu and other Israeli government officials. Hamas themselves have said that they have responded in a positive way to the proposal that they received, but their language in their statement, which doesn't detail what's in their counterproposal, but their language still indicates they want this permanent ceasefire, which for the Israeli government has been a no-go.
In another Republican defeat, CNN projects that Nikki Haley has lost the Nevada primary. We told you yesterday that the primary didn't really mean anything, because the state's GOP rejected it in favor of Thursday's caucuses, which former President Donald Trump will be running in pretty much unopposed. But that means Haley lost yesterday, even though Trump wasn't on the ballot. In fact, she was beaten by the none of these candidates option. And on the other side of the aisle, CNN projection shows President Joe Biden won the Democrats' primary, adding delegates in a state where he was pretty much unopposed. Trump's lawyers are set to be at the Supreme Court tomorrow, but Trump himself won't be making an appearance. His lawyers are attending arguments over the decision made by the Colorado Supreme Court to throw Trump off the primary ballot in the state, citing the 14th Amendment's insurrectionist ban. Trump not showing up is a change in his tactics, as he's been turning recent trials and court hearings into campaign stops. But a source close to his legal team says this time there's, quote, no upside to him being there. It shows just how carefully his team is handling this case, in a year when the Supreme Court will have a huge influence over Trump's efforts to get back in the White House, especially as they're expected to take up another key legal battle for the former president, after a federal court yesterday ruled that he wasn't immune from criminal prosecution for alleged election interference. Coming up, Tucker Carlson says he's releasing an interview with Russia's president, Vladimir Putin.
We're in Moscow tonight. We're here to interview the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin.
That was Tucker Carlson announcing his sit-down with Russian President Vladimir Putin on X. It hasn't been posted online yet, but already Carlson has dishonestly villainized the press in his announcement video. The right-wing anchor was fired from Fox News last year and has been vocal in his support for Putin, and claimed the West hadn't bothered to get an interview with Putin or get his side of the argument since he launched his invasion of Ukraine. And while it is true that no Western journalist has interviewed Putin since then, it isn't for lack of trying, with the Kremlin denying access to the leader, but apparently letting Tucker in. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.